Remember when this lockdown started, the joke went round, the worst thing about a five-day lockdown is the first 3 weeks?
Yeah.
Little did we know it would be 11. Congratulations, Melbourne. We're making it out of lockdown, admittedly, piecemeal, bit by bit. Paul Guerra, CEO of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, joins us. Paul, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross.
You know that this conversation is likely to stray later on in the conversation, don't you?
I have a feeling that might be the case, but good news.
Paul is the owner of the Cox Plate favourite. You're about to have the best 48 hours of your life. Paul, you know, not everyone's happy with the current restrictions, but there's a bit to be happy about today. What's the mood?
There sure is. The sun's come out, the Alpha celebrates. Great news for so many people, but as you say, it's 70% settings. I reckon we're only at three-quarter time in the grand final, but we are 7 goals up. We're excited. Can't celebrate, though, until the final siren. But I reckon if the Premier announces on Sunday that come next Friday we're at 80% settings, the lid will be off.
And that is the indication, I assume, Paul, that you might well have your own data analysis, but I just follow COVID Live. And it looks to me as if we're going to reach 80% in 1 week's time on the 29th.
Yeah, that's what we think too. It might even be as early as Thursday, but let's get certainty. The Premier can jump up on Sunday and say, you know what, whether we're there or not, come Friday lunchtime, you're at 80% seatings. It's game on for Victoria and we're back.
So, Paul, I know you've been doing a lot of soundings with the businesses of Melbourne. What's the feeling?
Yeah, optimistic now. You know, we've got a chance to open. There's a bit of frustration there, particularly in the hospitality side around some of the workers who aren't double vaxxed, can't head back in, but that'll be solved over the next week or two. Certainly retail en masse probably won't open today. They'll wait to the 80% settings, but you know, the indication is there. We're not far off now, as I said, about three-quarter time, a week away, and we're going to be able to truly open the state up. And importantly, that's when regional and metropolitan can come back together again.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Russell is playing golf today. I'm going to lunch at my favourite local restaurant where I'm a bit concerned about my match fitness. Paul, what are you doing?
Well, I've got meetings this morning. Then I'm going to go and drop into a bar in the CBD. And then a group of us are having lunch and a drink at Ribera's, would you believe, Roscoe? So we'll head out there.
Say hello to Johnny for us.
Fantastic, Paul. So, Paul, people coming into the CBD, so when we get to 80%, so let's say week after next, what's your sense on how busy we're going to be?
Oh, we'll be flat out. You know, people want to get out. We've been locked down, as you said, you know, for so long now. We just want to get out and experience everything that Melbourne and the state's got to offer. Yeah, you know, we can go further here. You know, what's missing from this town right now is planes. You know, it's pretty empty in the sky up there. We want to see them come back in. We want to see international students, skilled workers, and then tourists rolling through Melbourne and Avalon Airport ASAP. And I think we'll get an announcement about home quarantine, you know, probably today or tomorrow, which means that Melbourne becomes a destination again, which will help fill the CBD even more.
Yeah.
So this is returning travellers from overseas, returning travellers must be double vaccinated, is my understanding, but they don't have to hotel quarantine anymore.
That's right. Double vaxxed, but with approved double vaxxed and coming from approved locations. So that helps minimise the risk there. So if it's been ticked off, you know, by the Australian government in terms of a vaccine, ticked off in terms of the country that you're coming in from, you'll be able to home quarantine.
Righto, Paul. Last question. Here we go. You are one of the co-owners of Zaki, which is the favourite for the Cox Plate tomorrow. Beautiful, brilliant horse. What's the latest from the trainer?
Oh, I tell you, this is a story. 12 months ago, would you believe, almost to the day, a group of racing tragics, including Glenn Carmody, Peter Sidwell, Michael Green, Tim Eddy, and even Neil Wilson bought a horse in the UK. 6 months, back in May this year, I actually told my wife that we bought it. Now we're on the eve of winning the Cox Plate. He's the people's horse, Zaki. He's wearing the demon's colours, and I hope we salute. Trainer's happy. Got the right jockey on board. My double this weekend is Zaki winning the Cox Plate tomorrow and the Premier announcing on Sunday that we open at 80% next Friday. That would be a great weekend.
Paul, you're a champ. Paul Guerra, CEO of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry.